Everything in this world is on the ground, as we see in actual life. Shakel Godil Min Horitz. Everything grows from the ground, vegetation grows from the ground. And Dimeim, things that are inanimate, lie in the ground, and that which has life in it, Chayel Medaber, walk on the ground, they go on the ground. And it's impossible for them to separate themselves, to get themselves further away from the ground, except through the power of a repellent force. Through one who would take this thing from its place on the ground, force it away from the ground, and to drive it far from the ground, from the earth. According to the power that's put into this repelling force, that's how far this thing goes from the ground. Afterwards, when the power of this repelling force is completed, it stops, then the thing returns back to earth. A person throws something upwards. Through his strength, through the power of his throw, he forces the thing, repels it away from the earth, and he stops its contact from the earth. According to the strength that he puts into it, that's how much he repels the thing from the earth, and throws it higher and higher. Afterwards, when the force has stopped, Shehu Kayach Machriyah, this repelling force, Chizr Hadol of Anepil Horitz. And the thing returns and falls back to the ground. Why does the thing fall back to the ground after he threw it upwards? Ki Horitz Yeshlo Kayach HaMeshach. Because the earth has in it a magnetic force. That means the gravitational power. U'mamshech has kol advarim liyatzmoh. And it draws everything towards itself. Ki Im Lav, because if not for this law of force of gravity, people could not remain on the earth. Because they would be fit, they should fall from the earth. Machmashi can do this because the earth is round, like a ball. All the people stand on the earth around it, around the sphere of the earth, as is known, according to the Chazal. The earth itself is stationary, it's immobile, it doesn't move. People on the earth stand on it. If the earth is round, they'd be forced to fall off at a certain spot, either the side or the bottom or any part, whichever part of the world you want. What keeps them on the ground? But the earth has this gravitational power. It has this law of gravity, the power of gravity. The Alkein Shenitzah Koyach HaMachriach, therefore when the force, the power of this repelling force is stopped when it ends. The Chizr Hadova V'Nefil Amato Lihoritz, and the thing begins to return and fall back down towards the earth. Kol Mashim Iskadev Yisr Amato. The closer it gets to the earth itself, the lower it comes. U'Pareach V'Nefil Amato V'Midas Yisr. Flies and falls downwards at a greater speed. Zeh Machmashim Iskadev Lihakoyach HaMeshach Shalotis. This is because it becomes closer and closer to the power of gravity of the earth. Alkein Neifel B'Mehedas Yisr Amato. Therefore it falls at a greater speed downwards towards the earth. That's in the law of gravity and the earth. Bi'at Tzadik U'Bechinas Ofer Hanav. The Tzadik himself is a Bechina of Ofer, of earth. Ki'at Tzadik Hu Yisoid Olam. K'meshikosav et Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Because the Tzadik is the foundation of the world, which is the earth. As the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'dvorim in the malot, and everything rests, stands upon the tzaddik. He is the yisoid, he is the foundation, everything rests upon this foundation, upon this tzaddik. V'yesh l'kayach ha'moshech li'hamshech kol ha'dvorim elot. He has this power of gravity to draw everything towards himself. Kizeh ha'tzaddik hu rak yochid ba'ilom shehu yisoidim. This tzaddik is an individual, the only one in the world who is the foundation of the entire world. Shekol hadvorim nemshach mimenu. All things stem from him. Yafilu kol hatzadikim heimenakanot mimenu. Even all the tzaddikim themselves are only branches for the tzaddik. Kol echad lofi bechinasa, each one according to his own category. Yes, shehu bechinas anot mimenu. There's one who is actually a branch from the stemming from the tzaddik himself. Yes, shehu bechinas anot minha anot. There's one who is a branch from the branch. It means he derives his nourishment from the tzaddik, a secondary man. The reason this tzaddik is in the category of earth is because he is an onol, he's modest, v'shofel, considers himself very low. Who makes him atzma ki ofar. He makes himself the bechina of ofar, earth. The bechinas of amechi ofar v'efer. Like Avraham Avinu said, I am just plain earth and ashes. The alkein who yisoid eilam haina bechinas ofar. Therefore he is the foundation of the world, bechina of ofar, she called vodim heim ola kanal. All things are upon him, rest upon him. This is the tefillah that we say, I should be like earth to everyone. That my nefesh should have the gravity power, the magnetic power, the hamshich hakol elav kofa kanal, draw everything towards it like earth. The tzaddik draws all the shefa to the world. The bechinas v'afre zohov. He is an offer that produces shefa. So of his gold is shefa. Shekol ha-hashpois nemshochem bechinas offer mehatzadik kanal. All the shefa comes from this bechinas offer from the tzaddik. Yalkinim neistim tztokol azad tzaddik v'zbolech miyad. Therefore, if one gives tztokol to this tzaddik yisoid olam, then he is blessed immediately. Ki hu bechinas zriya al offer shematzmachas kehu giflein. Because that's planting, seeding on earth, which grows, which gives forth, many times it's the amount that you put into it. The bechina is zara lochem, but stoka v'kotzer lofi chesed. Plant, but stoka, you will derive, you will reap the benefits with chesed, many times more than you put in. Avolam neisen stoka l'mishe, ein bechina sofa klal, but if you give stoka to one who is not in the category of offer at all, ein eisa pedis, if he plants and not in the earth, naturally you can't bring fruit. This is the klala that Gimeo cursed the people of the city of Anosis. Pasuk says, Esapecha, the time of your cast, pay them back. The Gemara dashes, the punishment should be that they should give tzedakah to poor people who are not fit to receive tzedakah. You should give the stocker to aniyim who are not the bechina of offer at all. Therefore, the stocker that's given to them is not considered planting at all, and you cannot get any fruit out of it. The hina, according to this, hayadoi sheyimshechu kol bnei adam lezeh tzaddik shel bechinas offer sheyesh lekeach hameshach kanal. According to this, every person should be drawn to this tzaddik who is a bechina of offer. Offer has the power of gravity, it has the magnetic power to draw everything to it. So every person in the world should be drawn to the tzaddik. Because there is a repelling force that stops the person from getting close to the tzaddik and draws him away from the tzaddik instead. What is this koyach hamachriach? There are people, shayadei buron umasehim, through their words and through their deeds, they repel these people to stop them and to estrange them from the tzaddik. According to the power, the strength of this repelling force, that's how far a person becomes from the tzaddik. Afterwards, when this koyach machriach stops, once this koyach machriach stops, the person again returns and is drawn closer to the tzaddik, who is the bechina of offer. Ki kishayastik machriach yoshuv leha offer the tzaddik kanal sheyesh le koyach hameshach kanal. Because when this koyach machriach stops, this repelling force stops, automatically the power of gravity, the magnetic power of the tzaddik, goes to work and draws the person back to him. Yal ken yesh bnei adam sheim lechoykem miyod mihad tzaddik. Therefore there are people who are very far from the tzaddik, But these people are still under the influence of this koyach machriach, which draws them away from the tzaddik. But afterwards, when the koyach machriach will stop, then they're returning them close to the tzaddik again. This is what we see. This is the reason why we see Kishodim, they say a lot of tzaddik. The person is traveling to the tzaddik, to see the tzaddik. The closer he comes to the place of the tzaddik, he has a greater desire to come to the tzaddik. He's drawn there closer. Because he is closer and closer to the koyach ha-meshach. This is the bechina of the Mishkan, temporary base of Mikdash. Mishkan hoya like koyach ha-meshach, because the Mishkan too had the koyach ha-meshach, the drawing power, magnetic power. Mishkan means the Russian meshach, the draw. It had the power like hamshech and kus lamokem shoya imit shon, to draw heavenliness, holiness from heaven to the place where the Mishkan stood. Bechinas moshcheni acherecha narutza. Acherecha narutza daika. Moshcheni draw me, and then we will run after you. Because the closer it comes to it, well, that's the Yisrael canal. It runs that much more. There's a greater speed to come closer to it. Because of this koyach, this drawing power, this power of gravity. The move of Melisha, as we brought the Melisha, Mishkan or Lashem Mashkan. Mishkan comes in the Lashem Mashkan security. She will Mashkan with Yisrael, she tishra shchina etzlam afilun yechato chasashon. Security to the Jews that the Shekhinah will rest with them, even if they will chas v'shalom commit sins. The pasuk says, "V'nasati mishkani b'sachem v'lisigal nafshi yeschem." I'll place my Mishkan among you, and then I will not despise you anymore. Even if you deserve being disliked, the fact that Mishkan will be there, I will not dislike you. Nimtzo shayidei ha-mishkan ha-shekhinah shayidei b'Yisrael. Haina kanal. Through the Mishkan, the Shekhinah rests with the Jews. Mishkan, Lashem Mashchini. Mishkan means draw me, which draws the Shekhinah to the Jew. Sheyesh la bechinas koyach ha-meshach lehamshech ha-lekus l'vachem shayyem mitshom kanal. As the Mishkan has this magnetic power, this gravitational power, to draw the kus wherever it was standing. Yalkin, and therefore, Yef Shemokim is a Mishkan ala tzadik she bechinas ofor. Therefore, the only one that can set up the Mishkan is only the tzadik of the bechinah of ofor, also koyach ha-meshach. Bechinas meshach, shall yonah be called him. Meshavim was the greatest honor, bechinas ofor. Meshikos of Yerkum Meshach is a Mishkan. Meshach Ben was the one who set up the Mishkan. The Achim Lehoi Yechol HaKimayim. Any other person wasn't able to set up the Mishkan. He dat gezeh ha-tzadik shu b'chinas of b'chinas koyach ha-Meshach Yechol HaKim ha-Mishkan. Shu b'chinas koyach ha-Meshach ha-Mam shalok ha-Tzchanu.
And the Meshach Teira Ayin. Zeh Shekosov, this is the Pasuk says, Boi miru b'chem choshek Hashem b'chem ki yatem ha-Miyat. Dosh Razal, loy, not because you're mad matzvachem, rak machmashatem amitem matzvachem, choshek Hashem b'chem. Hashem wants you because you are mi'at, meaning ki machmash sheheim amitin, maktinem atzmum, because they consider themselves small, by yidei zeheim b'chinas ofo, sheesh l'koyach ha-meshach. Therefore, the B'nai Yisrael b'chinas ofo, which have this power of drawing to themselves, this magnetic power, B'chinas Mishkan Shemoshech Alikus Kanal. B'chinas Mishkan which draws Hashem. Yal Kein Choshek Hashem B'chem. And therefore Hashem desires them. He's drawn to them. Because of their Koyach Ofo Koyach HaMoshech. Zeh B'chinas Esh Koin Es Dako. And Hashem rests with Dako, one who is low, one who feels low, one is broken. Ki Ayadei Shiflu Shemesim Atzmeike Ofo. Because through lowness he makes himself like earth. Ayadei Zeh Yesh Loi Koyach HaMoshech. He has the power of drawing, of gravity, the Hamshich, Hashem Yisporach, Etzloi, to draw Hashem to him, Shezeh B'chinas HaMishkan Kanal. It's the B'china of Mishkan. This person becomes the B'china of Mishkan by being a B'china's offer. Zeh B'china HaKovid HaNemar Etzla Mishkan. This is the B'china of Kovid Etzel by Mishkan, Kuma Shikosa V'Nikdash B'Chvoidi. Kuma Shikosa V'Kvoid Hashem Moleyes HaMishkan. Mishkan is made holy through the Kovid of Hashem. And the Kovid of Hashem filled the Mishkan. That's the Kovid it says by Mishkan. Ki kol ha-Kovid sheyesh l'chol odom sheba'olam mi'koton v'yad godol. Because all the Kovid that any person ever has in the world, small or great, kulom he mekablam rak mizeh ha-tzadik shubachinas ofa b'chinas Mishkan shubimena nimshach ha-Kov. Everyone receives this Kovid only from the tzadik, because the b'chinas ofa b'chinas Mishkan, from whom everything is derived. Ki kol ha-kovid v'hagdulo hi rak etzel zeh ha-tzadik. Because all the kovid and the greatness is only by the tzadik. He possesses all the kovid. Kulo mikabla mimenu. They all receive it from him. V'shekosav kol mokim shatamitzeh gedulosoy shamatamitzeh amesenusoy. Wherever you find the gedula, there you find the anibus. Which means that where does the gedula come from? From the anibus. So Mela, since the tzadik emes is the real onav, the onav mi'ayit, and therefore he has all the gedula. Imtza shemokam ha-shiflus v'ha-katnus shom shere kol ha-kavid v'ha-gedula. The place where there is shiflus and katnus, that's where all the kavid and gedula rests. V'shekosav eshkin es dako. V'alkein kol ha-doshim shemo'ilam, therefore all leaders of the world mikabdum kavidom mizeh ha-tzadik shebachinas ofo. All of them receive their kovid from the tzaddik of the bechina of offer. The chenis chachos a kovid, the renewing of the kovid, when new kovid comes to a person or a new leader comes, he bechol pam this chadish a kovid. Every time the kovid itself in the world is renewed, there's a new type of kovid. Shezeh ha'amuna bolis manas achem. This officer reaches in a new post. He gets a new authority, a higher status. And it's chadish hadoshi is via kovid. There's a newness in the leadership and in the kovid. It's all through the tzaddik. According to the way he sets up the mishkan every time, from there the kovid comes. So too there is renewed, there is brought new kovid and leadership to everyone. This is the pasuk on the eighth day. Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. So Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron and his sons and the elders, the Canaan. Ki kshat tzadik tzorech likreis es roshei ha'on hu kerei yoson bazeh shu mekim sa mishkon shishom ha'kovid kanal. Of course, when the tzadik wants to call leaders of the people like Moshe Rabbeinu called them, he does it and that by setting up the mishkon where the entire kovid is. Ha'yidezeh kerei yoson. And that's how he calls them. Because they all come to him to receive the covet from him. The eighth day when Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishkan, this was the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Through the fact that he was saying the Mishkan, he was able to call Aaron HaKohen and his sons and the Zikmei Yisrael. They are the klal that encompasses all leaders of the people from small to big to great. Okay, there. Kamas HaMishkan Kora is called Roshei Ha'om, Shem Bechinas Aaron Avonav Kanal. Setting up the Mishkan, that was the day of Kamas HaMishkan, that he was able to call leaders of the people, which is Bechinav Aaron and his sons, and the Canaan. Zeh Shaman Azal, this is what the Gemara says. The Mishkan says, Nisan, the Shishana Melachim. At Nisan is the Shishana for kings, meaning Ki Oz Hoya HaKamas HaMishkan, and Nisan was the time of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Shemisham Nimshach HaKavid Shel Melochim Shel Kol HaMunim V'Yerashim Kanal. From the Mishkan there is drawn the covet for the kings, meaning for all these, those who are appointed, for all leaders. Yalkin Hoya Hakamas HaMishkan B'Resh Chodesh Nisan Dafka. Therefore the Hakamas HaMishkan was in Resh Chodesh Nisan Dafka. Kizeh Bechina Resh Chodesh Roish and Chodesh. Chodesh means new. Shayideh Zen Es Chachim Kol HaRashim Kanal. There is a renewal to all the leaders. Reish Chodesh, the Reish becomes new. V'zeu b'chinas Reish Chodesh Nisan Reish Hashanah L'Melachim Kanal. This is the meaning of Reish Chodesh Nisan, which is the Reish Hashanah for kings. Reish Chodesh Nisan, that means that the Nisan, which stands for the Hakamas HaMishkan, from which all Kavod comes, Reish Chodesh, there is a renewal for the leaders, therefore that's Reish Hashanah L'Melachim. It's the beginning for the kings to receive their Kavod. Baruch Hashem.